For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning to you all out there. Middle of the week, good morning. Pray you're doing great today. I love how we're, you know, according to what I'm seeing and seeing come across my desk, we have some new listeners. It's just so fun to meet you. Hello via the microphone. But I would love to meet you in person. Come to any of our meetings, and our earliest ones coming up start September the 9th, three Monday nights, September 9th, 16:23. I'm teaching the book of Ephesians, my brethren, utilizing the sanctuary of Victory Fellowship Church, 5708 Airline Drive in Metairie, Louisiana. You can come for free. We do take a love offering, but everything will be provided. Our wonderful partners in the ministry and friends paid for it. Paid for cameras to come because we want to make DVDs. So we want you in the audience. I will have a full set of notes, and we'll do questions and answers. We're going to really have a great time. But I love the book of Ephesians. It's a book that helped to set me free many, many moons ago because I had to know who I was in Christ. I was getting my identity out of works. And God said in Galatians, you fool, why would you think that? You didn't start in the flesh. How do you think you'll finish in the flesh? I didn't know. I was really functioning like a baby Christian, thinking performance and works was earning brownie points, though I didn't think of it that. I mean, my mind didn't say, okay, great, I'm going to get brownie points. I just thought, I want to work and please God. That's really what I did. And it got the best of me. I crumbled under the weight of it. But everyone out there, if you were in my class, I would say the word but and but God. God used it, my friend. He used me to break me down in a healthy way. Don't get upset at those words. Brokenness is fabulous. I don't know how else I would have seen the error of my ways. I was just working it, man, working it to get into God's good graces when he had already saved me. It was already foreordained, laid out before me. All I had to do was learn him and enjoy him and walk it out. But anyway, through it all, he taught this to me. And it was through those 3 years, 1992 to 1995, I went off by myself to the backside of a desert. And actually, I went to the Baptist seminary by myself almost daily. I sat in the rows of those books, and I grabbed every ounce of information on the love of God that I could find. Because it was not understanding love, pure love from the Father, that I had to get on deep down on the inside of me, because my identity was works and perform to make sure he loved me. I was so wrong. That's religion. And so I would read day after day. It's a wonder they didn't kick me out. I grab book. Well, right now I have a library of over 500 books. It was through those. Now, of course, after that, but those 3 years changed my life. Besides being born again. You know what, my brethren? This was not where I thought this broadcast would go. Someone needed to hear that. Jesus loves you just because. He chose you first. You don't have to perform and do backflips to impress him. He loves you, my friend, just the way you are. Please know that. Just love him back. The Holy Ghost lives within you to help you. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.